Outgoing executive director of the Mountain Trails Foundation, Charlie Sturgis, said the handoff to the newly named executive director, Laura Smith, has begun.
I mean, if it had been someone, an outsider, they would have also probably had to move on from their other job, things like that. So one of the benefits, certainly with Laura as a person who's been an almost 9 years staffer at Mountain Trails, is that the handoff is going to be a lot simpler.
Sturgis said some of Smith's duties will stay the same because she is good at them. Smith said moving into the new role, she plans to build on the groundwork of success laid down by the organization through the years. In her new role, she plans to focus on the new development in Park City and the surrounding region.
You know, addressing trails needs in other communities that are close by, like, you know, the Jordan Hill area. And there's always the in-town stuff that needs to be taken care of and expanded and maybe made a little bit more efficient. I would point to the Bonanza Flat area as one of the places we've tried to expand. And
Mountain Trails continues to look for a roommate for the new office location they occupy in the Trailside area. Sturgis said they are leasing the space with a 3-year option to buy. They've talked with the city and the basin about possible storage needs.
When we started down this road 5-6 years ago, we also were looking at, is there some kind of nonprofit co-op thing that can be done? Can you subdivide the spaces and actually make it work? And that's still on the table. And we have talked to one or two nonprofits about that in the past.
Sturgis thinks with the Olympics possibly returning, it is an important next step for the organization. Sturgis is reluctant to estimate how much trail has been added during his tenure, but thinks it's around 40 miles or so. He has hopes for expanding the Great Western Trail.
I still like to see the connection go to the Great Western from up in Bonanza Flat. You know, as a big pipe dream, and I think, you know, at the state level, they're looking at it a little bit more now, is actually, you know, what can we do to make the Great Western more of a ride-through?
Sturgis wants to see the equipment manufacturers step up and take more of an active role in trail etiquette and training users.
If we can engage people on better etiquette and better riding techniques or running techniques or skiing techniques before they arrive here, we'll have a better trail experience for everybody. I mean, I'd like to see a mountain biking code of ethics be on the handlebars of the bike when it leaves the factory.
Sturgis officially retires next month and plans to pursue more family time, climbing, enjoying the mountains and the deserts. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.